and I'm Dan Friedell.
This is VOA News. In Washington, I'm Jeff Custer. The first humanitarian aid allowed into Gaza since the conflict between Israel and Hamas erupted 2 weeks ago arrived Saturday. VOA's United Nations correspondent Margaret Bashir reports.
Aid started crossing into the besieged Gaza Strip on Saturday after days of negotiations. A 20-truck convoy of the Egyptian Red Crescent, carrying ready-to-eat food, water, and medicines, began entering Gaza through the Egyptian-controlled Rafah crossing. UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres welcomed the development, but said the effort must be sustained and at the scale needed. More than 2 million Palestinians live in the Hamas-controlled Gaza Strip. U.S. Secretary of State Anthony Blinken warned Hamas not to divert or steal the aid.
That was VOA's United Nations correspondent Margaret Bashir reporting. Egypt Saturday convened world leaders outside Cairo to address the crisis in Gaza and ensure it does not lead to a wider regional conflict. The absence of some Western leaders may have lowered expectations for what the event might have achieved, but it did allow for an active discussion of the issues at stake. Arab leaders condemned Israel's two-week-old bombardment of Gaza and Israel's attempt to evacuate the region. Jordan's King Abdullah blasted Israel for its treatment of Palestinian civilians and said efforts to displace the residents of Gaza amounted to a war crime. Western leaders, such as Spanish Prime Minister Pedro Sanchez, defended Israel's right to defend itself, but only within strict compliance to international law and humanitarian guidelines. UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres said both sides can take steps to lower tensions.
The time has come for action. Action to end this god-awful nightmare. And action to build a future worthy of the dreams of the children of Palestine, Israel,